在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Armed Palestinian groups in the Gaza Strip are observing a 24-hour ceasefire. The announcement followed the Palestinians' firing of dozens of rockets at Israel since a six-month truce expired on Friday. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said the new ceasefire was requested by Egyptian mediators.
إذا ما نفذت ليبني تهديداتها فإن حماس وفصائل المقاومة حقها الدفاع عن شعبها والدفاع عن أمتها.
Hamas spokesman Ayman Taha said the group would be willing to consider a new truce offer if its demands are met. Hamas wants Israel and Egypt to open their border crossings and ease a crippling blockade on Gaza. Israel had threatened harsh retaliation for the rocket attacks, but also said that it prefers to renew the ceasefire. Government spokesman Mark Regev.
Israel wants to see calm again prevail in the south. But when you've got these ongoing rocket barrages, it's the opposite of calm. And this situation just can't continue.
Israel is reluctant to invade heavily populated Gaza. It pulled out of the territory and dismantled 21 Jewish settlements there in 2005. It fears high casualties among Israeli soldiers and Palestinian civilians, and in turn international condemnation. But Israel is also concerned that the longer it puts off an invasion, the better equipped for battle Hamas will become. The head of Israel's Shin Bet Security Service told the cabinet that Hamas now has longer-range rockets that can hit more Israeli cities. The desert city of Beersheba, 50 kilometers from Gaza, is now within range. The rockets were smuggled in through tunnels under the border with Egypt. A major Israeli offensive in Gaza appears inevitable at some point, but if it happens, southern Israel could be bombarded by Hamas. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.